Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physicians Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, and yes, a little bit warm, Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment this week, I wanted to welcome everyone. This is going to be an incredible show. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm a little bit excited today. That's an understatement. And we are super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the true elite doctors from my home state, the great state of New York. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. James Lambert from Ronkonkoma, New York. Welcome, Dr. Lambert.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
It's a real treat. It's a super honor to have you with us here today on today's live broadcast. And for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about this show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician, Dr. James Lambert, but more importantly, during our show, they really, really get an up-close and personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you have been, Dr. Lambert, so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by injury, often caused by stress, and often caused by something that we're going to speak about right out of the gate, something known as disc disease. And you've been highlighted and showcased throughout the country in terms of treating these types of conditions, specifically with a treatment approach known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Would you be kind enough for our listeners here today, Dr. Lambert, to explain what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, that's a great question out of the gate. I would say the way I try to explain it to patients, it's that missing link between, you know, and generally I'll probably talk too long, so cut me off anytime you want there, okay? But
sure.
Generally, when someone comes in with back pain, you know, they'll generally try the most conservative stuff first, you know, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy, things like that, that is not all that invasive. You know, it's conservative and it's generally successful with these type of patients. But what happens is that sometimes there's more to it, there's more involved. You know, they've tried that, they've tried injections, they've tried a whole bunch of other things. And then there's like this missing link between that and surgery. And no one wants to make that big jump to surgery. Non-surgical spinal decompression fills that need, that gap between. It's something that's going to be helpful and successful, depending on the research you read, 87 to 93% of the times on those patients that have been told that they're surgical candidates. So it fills a big need out there right now.
One of the things that you're known for is your specific protocols and your specific treatment approach to discerning or determining who is a candidate for spinal decompression. So I'm going to ask you directly, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression in your experience?
Another great question. What we find is that it's hard to predict who that candidate is without sitting down with them first, reviewing their MRIs, you know, reviewing what they've done over the years to try to deal with their back problem. But these, you know, those patients that come in with low back pain, leg pain, you know, numbness, tingling, burning, anything going down their extremities, neck pain, headaches, you know, upper extremity radicular complaints, even headaches and dizziness. A lot of those patients are candidates for this, and they've tried a lot of times they come in and they've tried everything else, and they're at their wit's end and they're looking for some relief, and they're willing to go under the knife. And anyone that to me is willing to go under a knife to get relief is pretty serious about their problems, and those are the candidates we like to see, because we can, you know, often enough we can prevent them from going in for that drastic step of surgery.
One of the criteria, or part of the criteria that I know that you focus on, is something known as MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging. Can you share with us, in essence, how you utilize an MRI to determining whether a patient really is a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Right. An MRI, to me, it's as close as we're going to get to actually opening a patient up and looking at that condition. An MRI is much more than X-ray. It's much more than, you know, sonography or anything. You can actually take a look at the soft tissue around the spine. You can see the disc, if there are herniations or bulges. You can see how much degeneration is there. And not just in general, you can focus, you know, you can measure the size of the disc herniation. You can see if there's one or several the different levels within that area of the spine, either lumbar or cervical spine, meaning, you know, neck or low back, to actually take a look at it. And by looking at those, we can actually get a pretty good idea based on that and what the patient has done in the past and what their current symptoms are, if they are a fairly good candidate for this procedure.
Now, you've been in practice for a few years, haven't you?
Yes, a lot of years.
How long have you been in practice?
I've been in practice almost 32 years now.
So I think it's pretty safe to say that you've seen a lot in your years. And I think one of the great things about you, one of the things we love about you, is that you're incredibly, incredibly humble and incredibly modest. And I think one of the things that amongst many, that your patients happen to love you for, is the fact that you're a natural teacher. And I think if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And
yes,
that's one of the amazing assets that you have amongst many. But you also created a real showcase of a healthcare facility that the name, in essence, says it all. Can you share with us here what makes the Long Island Integrated Medical Center so unique and so different?
What I found out a long time ago is that every patient that walks in the door is unique. Not everyone responds to the same care, the same type of care. So what I've tried to do is over the last 30 years is surround myself with intelligent, compassionate practitioners that share my drive for helping patients. And I've been lucky to do so. You know, we have a facility that has not just chiropractic and physical therapy, but massage and acupuncture. We do Tai Chi classes. I found that's very helpful for patients for stability. We have medical doctors that do injections and other procedures that assist us in doing what we do in the office. We have a wide variety of stuff. We, you know, every year we keep adding to the treatment that we have within the facility. We try to stay up with technology as it occurs. You know, we're all well. The one thing I can say is that all the doctors in the office are well-read, on current research and what's been shown to be effective in treating musculoskeletal problems, predominantly, you know, in the spine, the neck and the low back, as well as extremities. So every year we're adding continuously to our treatment facility here. Not just in technique, but also in equipment, in diagnostic procedures. Everything that's been shown to be effective, so it's stuff you can't find in a standalone clinic or a standalone office. Generally, we have all that within one facility. So we're actually pretty lucky that way.
It's incredible. And for some of our listeners who just joined in, we're coming to you live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. And we have with us here today one of the real elite physicians, not just in the great state of New York, but in the entire U.S. Yes, that's a big statement, but you'll continue to see why. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Lambert, to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
Sure. Our address is 2805 Veterans Highway, and that's in Ronkonkoma, New York. We're suite 8, 9, and 10. We take up the better half of the building here, so we're pretty easy to find. If you need to contact us by phone, you can get us at 631-738-8300. You can also get us, you can email me personally at drjlambert, which is L-A-M-B-E-R-T, at AOL.com. And yes, Perry, I am that doctor that still uses AOL. I am that last remaining one out there right now.
I may know one other, but that's okay. thank you for sharing some of our inner secrets with our international listeners. And that's what's very, very cool about this show is there are individuals from far and wide, much like your practice, Dr. Lambert, because patients we know travel from far and wide to see you for a host of different reasons, which they're learning about on our live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight radio show. You've really built a mall of healthcare there, not just in square footage, but obviously all the services that you have under your roof, in essence, a one-stop shop for a host of different conditions, different ailments. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you that I was very curious about was that you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why Ronkonkoma?
That's a great question. The best way I can answer that is that it's the town I grew up in. You know, I grew up in Ronkonkoma, New York. I went to the local high school here. I went to, I've worked, in here before actually going away to college. Ronkonkoma has always been my home. It's right in the middle of Suffolk County on Long Island. My family is here, my extended family, my friends, my just people, even for years, all the teachers I had, even when I was in high school, they were coming in the door and bringing, their family and friends. So it was one of those things that it kind of made sense at the time. And other than the fact that, we get these New York winters, even on Long Island, I'd say it's worked out great for me. It's a perfect location. So
it's fantastic. We're joined here with Dr. James Lambert, who is the CEO president of Long Island Integrated Medical Centers and has really created a team of some of the greatest specialists throughout the tri-state area. One in particular I wanted to speak about was Dr. Brian Burns, who absolutely falls in that category. Can you share with our audience, in essence, a little bit about Dr. Burns?
Sure. Dr. Burns is a workaholic. He's in here all the time, and when he's not here, he's teaching at three local colleges. He teaches anatomy and physiology at both Suffolk, Nassau, and Touro, which are three local schools to us, probably within a 30-mile radius of here. He's a good family man. He's one of those guys, if he's not working, seeing patients or thinking about patients, you know, he's with his kids or whatnot. So it's like it was a perfect fit for us. We hit it off right away. So he sees, the specialties that we have here. Spinal decompression is one of his, his things he's been doing for quite a while now. He's got his certification in that. He's been doing major X-ray. He's probably done more ligament laxity analysis evaluations than any other doctor in New York State. He's been doing that now for like about 2 years, and he's probably seen more X-rays for that particular problem than anyone that I could probably think of in New York State right now. So, like I said, he's a workaholic, good family man. He's made out of the right cloth.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. One of the reasons, obviously, and specifically, is the simple fact that when you mention to our listening audience the term ligament laxity, what you're really referring to is the after effects most commonly from trauma, specifically automobile accidents, otherwise known as personal injury, which is a whole nother specialty in your treatment facility. Can you speak a little bit to our listening audience on your treatment approach to ligament laxity, spinal trauma, and automobile accidents?
Sure, I'd love to. Probably the easiest way I can break it down is that if someone's involved in trauma, and we'll say this case, a motor vehicle accident, generally, besides the damage to the car, their spine and their skeleton, is involved with a certain amount of injury. Those injuries you can usually break down into three different categories. The first type would be fractures. Fractures occur generally in motor vehicle accidents, generally maybe 2% of the time. It's not a common, but you do see it. For that, we have digital X-ray here. So we're able to take X-ray films on a patient and have the film on our computer screen within 5 seconds. So we can quickly, efficiently screen patients for fractures and other damage, very, very quickly. Besides fractures, the next most common injury is generally to the discs. Probably about 35% of the time, patients have some type of disc injury, a herniated disc, neck, low back. So what we'll do is we'll send that patient out for MRIs, and we'll document that, and we'll be able to treat them most effectively, knowing the exact area and the exact extent of the damage to those discs. The third most common thing you see after a motor vehicle accident, and the most common injury, is to the ligaments, to the soft tissue around the spine. Now, those, in most accidents, you probably see soft tissue injury 98% of the time. Up until probably several years ago, there was never really a great way to document it. There's been different tests that we've tried over the last 30 years to really pinpoint down the amount of damage. And so what we've been able to do is obtain this technology that has been used, pretty widespread across the rest of the country, but relatively late to New York, is where we can look at computerized X-rays and be able to analyze those, running them through software, on how much extra motion may be at each individual segment in the spine. If you tear a ligament, that's going to allow a joint to move more than it did before. So this software, this technology, to 0.0 degree of angulation and 0.01 millimeters of movement can be found on these films. But very few other offices in New York State has this technology to do so. We have a lot of other facilities that are in New York State that send us their films, send us their injuries for us to do the testing on them. But There's very few actually in the state that can actually do it themselves, and we're, you know, we're happy and proud that, that we're one of those anyway, because that is the most common injury that you see after an accident like that. So if I had that type of injury, I'd want to know the degree of damage, at what level it is, so my doctor, with that information, can then provide the most appropriate treatment. They'll know exactly what is going to work best in what phase of care, and I'm going to get the most probably the best outcome I could possibly get. No one wants to go through trauma like that. You never end up as good as you were beforehand, but you want to have as best an outcome as you can, and knowing the exact damage at those levels is going to provide that. So,
we're coming to you live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show. We have with us our very, very special guest, Dr. James Lambert from Ronkonkoma, New York. And one of the things that you're known for is the simple fact that you run a very patient-centered practice and obviously a very high-tech center. And especially what we're learning on this show is really your ability to make the invisible visible, which is really the art and the science of the type of doctor that you are, Dr. Lambert. We like to refer to Dr. Lambert really as a doctor's doctor. In other words, when doctors get sick, they have to seek out the best. And if you can't hear it in my voice, I mean, we just love raving about him because he is that good. And you don't get a chance to say that often. And one of the things also, too, if you would be kind enough to share with our listening audience, is not only do you practice what you preach, and when you used the term before as a workaholic, but when you're not in the office, there are certain things that you like to do that I think is probably I think something that most people think about but never really take advantage of, and that is your extensive travel. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm lucky that that my wife and our and myself both share a love of travel. You know, so it's easier when your partner and you like and enjoy the same thing. We've traveled quite a bit, and to me it's always interesting going to a new area I've never been to before, and actually, you know, seeing how healthy the population is, or, you know, what problems may be specific to that area and whatnot. So it's not that my, you know, I can't turn my brain off, but I think it's interesting. This our last trip to Europe, when we were, you know, walking around Rome and, you know, a few other cities, you know, just looking around and looking at the average size person, noticing just, you know, how much thinner and how much in better shape they appear, even at, you know, in their 60s and 70s, they just seem a little bit more robust, a little bit more, physical in what they were doing, much more active. And I was impressed by that. And it's true what they, you know, what they say about, you know, that Mediterranean diet and, you know, the fact that they eat just a little bit better, a little bit different than we are, than we do. They're able to capture, you know, more out of life. And I wish I bring that back here. And we, you know, we have a lot of patients that we discuss diet and trying to work on the, obviously the obesity in America and the diabetes that's running rampant, trying to bring it back here and try to, you know, focus on what they can do, just the little things they can do every day, just to, you know, to make some changes in their life. And I think if it wasn't for the fact of us traveling, you know, I wouldn't see it firsthand as much. So that's how I can try to tie in what, you know, the travel and love of what we do that way to what we can do in the office for other people too. So I hope that
Fantastic.
Answers that question.
All,
I'm not
all
sure.
Roads leading back to Ronkonkoma, if you will, the Long Island Integrated Medical Center. And we have a little bit of time left on our show, and if you would just kindly share with our listening audience one last time your contact information as well, Dr. Lambert.
Sure. We're at 2805 Veterans Highway. That's in Ronkonkoma, New York. The zip is 11779 if you need to send something to us. The phone number here is 631-738-8300. If you need to send me an email, you can email me at drjlambert, which is L-A-M-B-E-R-T, at AOL.com. If you simply just want to email us to make an appointment or something, you can email us at Ronkonkoma Doctors at yahoo.com. That's I'll spell Ronkonkoma since most of you outside the area probably won't even know that. It's ronkonkomadrs@yahoo.com. So hopefully that makes it a little bit easier anyway.
Where does the time go? This is one of the fastest, if not the fastest show, only in the fact that there's so many more things I would love to ask you. And in telling you that, we would love to have you back again on a future broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, only in the fact that there's so much more that I know that you do under your roof. Would you be kind enough in the future, Dr. Lambert, to join us again on another broadcast?
Sounds great. I'd love to. You know, I'm you know, especially knowing how great the weather is down there compared to up here. Anytime I can just get a flick of your energy and sunshine and warmth coming from down in Florida, I'm always look forward to that. So sounds great.
Way too kind. And I want to thank all our listeners here. And there's an old saying, you've probably heard it before, that if you can make it there, with regards to practicing in the great state, my home state of New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And not only did you make it, but you excelled and you moved to the front of the line. And this is really a great show because it's a I'm going to title this show Local Boy Done Good in terms of the doctor returning home to serve his town, his county, his area, but not just serve them, but really, really provide the highest standard of health care, not just in Ronkonkoma, but abroad. And that's a big statement for the great state of New York. So thank you, number one, for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule, Dr. Lambert, number one. Number two, thank you for spelling Ronkonkoma. That was a big one.
Thank you.
And
thank you for all your kind words. Definitely. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You've been an incredible guest, and your patients are so lucky to have the opportunity to have access to you. And that's not a token statement. That's you are the real deal, and we appreciate you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us. We want to thank our listening audience here, taking time out of their busy schedule and joining us here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we wanted to thank everyone for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again on the next broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Have a great day, and we will see you and speak to you soon.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.